welcome to the weekend and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee and I'm the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus. And today we are going to be finishing up our week-long focus on pride as we've been unpacking these seven deadly sins in our Vice and Virtue series and just taking some time each week to really lean into each one of those. And so today our scripture is from Hebrews chapter 10. And let me go ahead and read that for us. It says, "Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward, for you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised." And really kind of what's going on here is how are we to think about where our confidence comes from? And if you know anything about pride, is often it shows up in people being confident, right? And what we've looked at this week and even was taught on this past Sunday, it is how really pride has this sense that there is an overconfidence really in ourselves, that we know better, that we have an overemphasis or an overconfidence in what we're able to do, what we think we can do, or we just end up leaning on ourselves more than obviously leaning on God, which really one of the things I talked about Sunday was how pride really robs God of glory. It's wanting to take from God what is rightfully his, giving him credit, acknowledging him. And really humility is the opposite of that. And rather than robbing, it's giving God glory. It's giving God the credit. And so one of the common things when I talk with people regarding their spiritual life is often this matter of confidence that especially among people who are Christians who have trusted in Christ, often one of the big setbacks for them and having really assurance in their faith is because of confidence. And really it's because in the midst of that conversation is they're putting confidence in themselves. And when we do that, what we end up finding is that we fall short. That while there may be times of triumph, times when we crush it in an area, we're also very aware of the times that we've blown it, that when we fall short in an area. And it's because we are not perfect that we do not have 100% confidence in often where we stand with God. But that's not how God wants us to live. Even in Hebrews, it says, don't throw away your confidence, that there's a rich reward in being confident. But the question that I go back to with people is, the reason why we can be confident in our faith is not because our confidence is in us. It's not because our confidence is in our ability to live the Christian life, but really our confidence comes from the one in who we're trusting in. It's like I remember thinking about in sports, especially when I was in high school and going to lots of camps and trying to get, you know, notice from colleges. I would walk in and just try to feel like, man, I'm the best thing since sliced bread here. You know, I've got my chest held high. I'm eyeing guys up left and right. I'm better than him. I'm faster than him. I'm, you know, blah, 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 all those things, right? There was just this confidence in my abilities that was really a hint of arrogance in there. Or I would feel very insecure because I'd look around and be like, dude, these guys are incredible, you know? And so it was hard to really have that. But now as I think about for, my kids, you know, if there's something that they need and they can't do it, like they're like, oh, dad, you can do this. Oh, dad, you can take care of this, right? It's all of a sudden this confidence has shifted because it's not in them. It's in someone else, right? And that's when it comes to our faith, that's really what it is, that we get to be confident. We get to, in essence, have pride, not in ourselves, but in God, that we can boast in Christ. And our confidence comes from his ability to be a perfect savior and to do for us for what we can't do for ourselves. And so when it comes to your faith today and when it comes to your life, how confident are you living? And I would say if you're lacking confidence in your faith and in your life, then a question I'd want to pose you is, what is the object of your confidence? Because if it's you, in your abilities, then you're going to struggle with confidence or you're going to find yourself having pride, right? Like overconfident in what you can do. But friends, we get to put our confidence in Christ, that we get to endure in our faith because Christ is faithful. He who began a good work in us will see it through to completion, that we are confident that he who started the work is going to finish it, that we are confident that God is not finished working in and through you for his good pleasure, that we are confident that God is continuing to transform you and I into the image of his son, that we are confident that God is working right around us in our lives and where we can't see. We are confident that Christ is coming back again. And it's because of our confidence in Christ that we can navigate whatever's in front of us today or tomorrow or next week, that he is with us through it all. And friends, that doesn't lead us to being prideful in our lives. It leads us to a place of genuine humility. And where we can get in trouble is when our confidence, we start putting it in ourselves, in our own abilities, our own wisdom, our own gifts, our own knowledge, rather than being confident and trusting in Christ, who he is and what he's doing, what his spirit is working in and through us. And so I just want to pray, maybe for you to ask the Lord to search you to see what you're putting your confidence in and how that's affecting and impacting the way you are living your life, whether it's a life boldly filled with faith or whether it is a life that is struggling, a faith that is struggling because the confidence is in you and maybe not in Christ. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for your word. I thank you that you help remind us and reveal to us, God, things that we may not be aware. I think of, search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and lead me in the way everlasting. And so, Lord, I pray right now that you would search each of our hearts right now and help to root out any sense of pride or arrogance in us, God, that you would be looking into our hearts, God, and help us to see what we're putting our confidence in. God, whether it's in ourselves, whether it's in our own abilities, whether it's in our strength or our knowledge or our own wisdom, God, whatever ways that we are leaning on ourselves, trusting in ourselves, God, and not you. And God, help us to repent of that. And Lord, help us to be men and women of faith that we can boldly live confidently, enduring to the end, because our hope is in Christ. Our confidence is in you, God, and what you have done and what you are doing in and through us for your glory and our good. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Why don't you take a moment, why don't you pray?